piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Well, you know, I love Thanksgiving and pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie, it's the only thing you can do with pumpkin.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
You can bake pumpkin pie in a tart form. You can put on a lovely caramelized pecan topping. You can enrich the pumpkin filling with heavy cream.
Uh-huh.
Put in egg yolks. There's all kinds of things you can do with pumpkin. Of course, spices go really well with it. Something called pumpkin pie spice, which is a combination of cinnamon and cloves and allspice. You can spice up the pumpkin individually. In terms of this particular recipe, which is a pumpkin swirl cheesecake tart, it's in Baking in America, but it is also going to be on the mtpr.org website.
Okay.
So don't bother trying to copy things down.
Yeah,
we're just going
down
to discuss the recipe so you get an idea what it's all about.
Okay.
What you will need
pumpkin
to do.
Pumpkin swirl cheesecake tart.
I use a tart pan, which has straight sides, vertical, but the tart shell itself is scalloped. It's a festive thing.
Sure.
You'd make whatever pastry you want to line it, but I will give a recipe for an all-butter pastry at the MTPR website. And you'll want to bake this pastry ahead of time. So you'd follow the directions for making a baked pastry, and then it's all ready. And then all you need to do is make the filling.
Aha.
The filling contains cream cheese and sweetened condensed milk.
I've got some of that.
You have some of that?
Yeah.
Vanilla and eggs and solid pack pumpkin, Libby's, but there are organic brands as well. This is a pumpkin that you use for pumpkin pie. It's not pumpkin pie filling. No.
Don't say pie filling.
Just say solid pack pumpkin. Or if you have access to a fresh sugar pumpkin, which are squat orangey looking things, then
really?
You can cut them in half, take the seeds out, turn the halves cut side down onto a baking sheet, and then bake them in the oven at 350 degrees until completely tender. And then you can scoop the flesh out and mash it all up.
Yeah.
And then you'll have what you need. You don't need that much. You need 2/3 of a cup. There is no sugar in the recipe other than the 3/4 cup sweetened condensed milk, which is plenty sweet. There was no added sugar. And then we have cinnamon, ginger, and allspice as spices. Or you could combine the amounts and use pumpkin pie spice if you happen to have that.
Mm-hmm.
The way you do this is you prepare the cream cheese with 1/2 cup of the sweetened condensed milk. You need 3/4 of a cup total. And then you beat it until smooth, and you add the salt, vanilla, a couple of the eggs, and beat only until incorporated. So that's your cheesecake mixture.
Okay.
For the pumpkin part, you whisk together the pumpkin, the spices, and the remaining sweetened condensed milk, 1 more egg, and 1/2 cup of that cheesecake mixture that you prepared. Then you pour the pumpkin mixture over the remaining cheese mixture, and you fold it together 2 or 3 times. That's your swirl.
That's
the
swirl.
Pour it into your pie shell, and you bake it in a 300-degree oven for 50 minutes. It's a cool oven. Then you turn the oven off, and you leave the tart in the oven for another 45 minutes to make sure that it's cooked all the way through. The reason cheesecakes crack is because they're overcooked.
I see.
So by using a lower temperature for 50 minutes, letting it stay in that oven after it's been turned off, the idea is that you will not get a cracked top. And then once that's out of the oven, cool it to room temperature, and then you refrigerate it for 6 hours or longer, and then you top it with whipping cream that you have whipped with a dark or light rum. And then at this point, you add a little bit of confectioner sugar if you want, but you don't have to. And then that's your topping for the pumpkin swirl cheesecake tart. If you have the whipped cream covering the tart, they won't see the swirl until you actually cut and serve. So it becomes a little bit of a surprise.
I see.
Well, but it's a terrific Thanksgiving dessert.
I'm so glad, because as much as I look forward to pumpkin pie, I think I'll really look forward to pumpkin swirl cheesecake tart, even if I have to make it myself, although I might have to force a friend
to do it for
doing
you.
That, you know, so that I can have the full experience of the surprise when I cut into it.
Yes, it's quite wonderful.
And there may be surprises for you folks out there if you'll just come back to
the food guys. Guys.